from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson and Squid Billy Bo Morgan hanging out with you, and we are pleased to welcome in driver of the 22 car. That is Joey Logano. We're getting ready for the Quaker State 400 coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway here in a couple of weekends. Joey, I just want to start with this. First of all, me and Bo, big iRacers. All right, we have a league. We get behind the Logitech wheels and we throw it around there. Last weekend, however, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but last weekend, Bo actually cleaned me out between turns 3 and 4. He was going for a win. I don't know if that's ever happened to you before, man. But maybe you can give me some tips on how not to get cleaned out between 3 and 4.
Well, I don't think I got the tips for you on how not to or how to handle. But I can tell you one thing: as mad as you were about a video game, I guarantee you I was a lot more mad than that in Richmond.
I love that, man. Look, we got it. Unfortunately, man, we do have to talk about it a little bit. But the final appeal denied for Austin Dillon. Your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously you're still upset, man, but I think the angle I'm coming at with this, Joey, is I don't agree with the automatic qualifier for the victory in NASCAR. I hate that that's a thing. Like, to me, I'm like, dude, give the winner, you know, 150 bonus points, but I think you're bound to get situations like this when you have the automatic qualifier for the victory.
Yeah, I think there's a few things that I kind of look at it and say, okay, we used to have, you had to be in the top, what was it, top 30 in points?
Yep.
As well. I think we need to look at it and say we need to be in the top 25 in points. Mm-hmm. I think that would probably be one thing that kind of eliminates a little bit of this. But the bottom line is, we're going to see the playoffs test your character, right? Whether it's a regular season trying to get into the playoffs, or when you're in the playoffs and you're backed up against the wall, and what are you willing to do to win a championship? And that's different for everybody, right? Some people can go to sleep with a move like Austin did and go to sleep just fine and not think twice about it. Other people don't really have that in them to really want to do something that obvious or that bad.
Drastic is the word, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, drastic, that's a good word. And sometimes you need somebody to step in there and save you from yourself, right? And that's where we need a NASCAR to jump in on a situation like this, because – you know, for one, it's not safe to make moves like that. And two, I don't know if that's what fans really want to see, is just a demolition derby. And I don't think that's what we are as a sport. So, you know, we need NASCAR to step in and save us from ourselves, because if that's okay, then it's going to continue and it will happen again and again and again. Kind of the same thing as, you know, we think of the Ross Chastain move in Martinsville, right? As awesome as that was when he rode the wall wide open all the way around it and passed a bunch of cars, as awesome as it was one time, do you really want to see that every week when every car lays it up against the wall in the final corner? No, that's not real racing, yeah. Right? That's more WWE, so you don't want that. So you need to make a rule for it. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, they made the right call, but it doesn't give me the win back. You know what I mean? My win's still taken away in the turn three there, so just a real bummer.
Well, Joey, I'll say this one thing is, I'm closer to Austin Dillon's height, and Mike here is closer to your average fuel man. So that's the former offensive lineman, and I'm just here at 5'8.5". So it would have seeing him at 5 a.m. the next morning was, elevator ride up from the parking deck was a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm sure you've been in a hauler before in these instances that it's uncomfortable. But to go off of what you just said, do you feel like NASCAR creates its own, and I'm not asking you to criticize, just asking you to comment, Do you feel like they create their own issues with these circumstances by not having some stuff written in kind of black and white?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, the easy answer is to say yes, but how can you write down every different scenario that's going to happen at the end of a race, right? There's a million things that can happen at the end of a race. That's why NASCAR fans love NASCAR, is because it's unpredictable, right? Like, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. So to write a rule that's black and white, it's really hard to do that. But there's got to be judgment calls, and some things are just obvious, right? And this one was just an obvious one that you know, needed to be made. I wish they made the call immediately after the race, you know, instead of waiting. But, you know, now they kind of have to let them keep the win for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, you kind of wish that they were able to make the call immediately. That would be the biggest thing.
Driver, the number 22, Penske car, Joey Logano, joining us here on the Morning Shift. Now, Joey, when you came in, you were racing for Gibbs, you know, the nickname Sliced Bread. You're a young driver. I don't know if you hate that nickname or not. I I'm not using it. That was just what they called you because you were the great, you know, you, Mark Martin said one of the highest compliments ever about you when you were only 15, and that you'd be, you know, you'd be one of the best ever. So that said, I felt like at times when you were a young driver that the older the veteran drivers tried to push your limits and take advantage of you. And I think it's something that you've done a good job rebounding from and kind of having now as you're a driver that almost will push first at times. You feel like that your experiences early in your career kind of made you the more aggressive driver that you are today?
Never makes you more aggressive. I think some of that's just probably natural in me of who I am, but I will say I think I'm a very fair person. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of at least the position that I try to take when I'm on the racetrack, is that you push me around, I'm not afraid to push back, and I will push back. But I'm also not going to pull a move that's way outside of the lines. You know, anytime I've had issues with someone, it's usually because something happened to me first, more times than not. You have to handle that. You can't be a pushover. You can't get, you know, willing to be walked on either. So I feel like I'm a fair racer from that standpoint. Now, everyone's definition is probably different, but in my opinion, that's where I'm at.
Hanging out with Joey Logano, driver of the 22. Look, Joey, we got this race coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway here in a couple of weekends. You guys will hit Darlington first. I got to give credit. My niece, Aaliyah, is a massive fan of Joey Logano. Just, I mean, absolutely massive fan of yours. 22
she sounds like a genius.
Yeah. she's a huge fan, man. She's 15 years old. And she's an absolute massive fan. And when she found out I was going to be talking to you, she's like, oh, well, you got to ask him about getting kicked out of Atlanta Motor Speedway. And I'm like, What are you talking about? So back when you were 15 years old, or 14 possibly at the time, there's a story you told about actually getting kicked out of Atlanta Motor Speedway for going too fast during what I think was 24-hour practice. Do you remember this story? I mean, this was crazy when I was listening to it, but you definitely have a slight less than...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stellar history with some of the people at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
We may have broke a couple rules that day. So here's the story, okay? So Roush, this is before I signed at Gibbs, this is years ago, I was 15, you're right, I was 14 or 15 years old, and Roush gave me a cup car to just go play with, right? Because Mark Martin was, you just brought him up earlier, Mark Martin was a big fan of mine that really helped me along my career, and he convinced them to give me one of their retired cars, and we just would go around to racetracks and test and practice, and it was cool because I was 14 driving a Cup car, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And so we lived in Atlanta at the time, and a friend of ours was about to run the Rolex 24-hour race down in Daytona, and they were renting the road course part of Atlanta Motor Speedway. And he said, hey, if you want to come up and while I'm not running my laps, you can go out there and make laps. We're like, great, that would be awesome. And so we called Atlanta Motor Speedway and asked them if it was okay if we made some laps while he wasn't. And they said, sure. What Atlanta Motor Speedway thought is that we had a Legends car, which is a smaller kids car that we'd run on a quarter mile. And then we unloaded this Cup car, and they're like, whoa, 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 you can't do that. And we're like, oh, come on, we drove all the way here, let us make some laps, you know. So they're like, fine, you can go out there and make, you know, a few laps at, like, it was ridiculously slow lap time. Like, it was basically highway speed. So I'd make a fast corner, and then I'd slow down, and I'd make a fast corner, right? And I remember it was like yesterday, it was right before lunch, and my dad goes, screw it, Joe, just go, they're going to kick us out of here, but just run until the thing's out of gas. Gas is fun. And so you're 14 or 15 years old. You do what your dad says, of course. And off I went. So I started making laps, and they were red flagging me, black flagging me. I never saw it. I don't know.
Shout out to Mr. Logano for just saying, hey, man, hammer down. Hammer down.
Just do it. And, yeah, so we got thrown out immediately after that. They were very mad. But it was worth it.
That's awesome.
That's actually a great story. And yeah, that's real truth. Shout out to your dad. But you know what? Just go for it.
Hammer down.
I mean, because how many dads would say, no, just run it till you can't go any longer. Just run it out of gas. That's pretty cool. Joey, what?
Probably a lot of dads, actually.
You know what, though? Racing dads are
not
a little bit
moms.
Different.
Yeah. I don't know how many moms would do it, but dads definitely would do that.
That's a very fair point. Joey Logano, driver of the 22, joining us here on the morning shift. Joey, what changed for you? Because I thought it was really interesting when you left Gibbs and then you go to Penske and you just take off. Or, I mean, was it Roger Penske's organization? And we know how good of an organization Gibbs is. Was it maybe going there and driving with Brad? I mean, what changed for you when you left Gibbs and went to Penske?
You brought up some of the things for sure, right? I mean, for one, I went there as a, what was I, 21 years old. I had three, four years of Cup racing underneath my belt at that point. I felt a lot more comfortable in knowing what I needed in a team, what I needed in my race car and with the feel. And I just needed a second chance, really. And I got really, really lucky getting the 22 car because I was pretty much out, and that 22 came available. And you couldn't ask for a better scenario. They were looking for some stability in a driver, and I was looking for something that was pretty solid like that. And you look at it now, we're, what, 11, 12 years ago at this point, still driving with the same – you know, same team, same sponsors, you know, everything's just kind of continuing. It's just been a blessing from above for sure to drive this race car. I've enjoyed every second of it. And, you know, not every second's been easy, but I've enjoyed it all because it's been just an amazing opportunity. And, yeah, it's just a lot of things just kind of worked out at the right time there. And together we've been a successful team. And I'll always appreciate, you know, Roger and Shell and Ford all taking that chance on me because, you know, I wasn't quite race proven at the time. You know, I was running okay, but not championship contender at the time. And they gave me the opportunity to do that.
Still hanging out with Joey Logano, finishing up here on the morning shift. Joey, look, I can't let you go. The Quaker State 400 available at Walmart will be next weekend down at Atlanta Motor Speedway down in Hampton, Georgia. This racetrack looks different here in the last couple of years than it did before that. You obviously have had success, won a race here last year. But look, I mean, Dale Jr. has said it himself. This is maybe the hottest ticket in NASCAR right now. Be honest with us. What do you think of the reconfiguration and what do you think of this track so far here just a couple of years into it?
I mean, it's so different than what it used to be. And I loved the way it used to be. It was a lot of fun to make laps on that place, as wore out as it was, as slick as it was. But now I always say the track's confused. It doesn't know exactly what it wants to be. Is it a super speedway or is it a mile and a half like we typically have? It's really tough to put it. It's kind of right in between where – the draft is a really big deal. You got to still work with your teammates. You got to do the stuff that we, you know, did last week in Daytona. But handling comes into play so much. A car's got to be able to drive good. You got to be able to make the move. So it's an interesting challenge as a race car driver to to make the right moves and do the right things out there. So it ends up being really fun as a driver. And I think as a fan, it's pretty entertaining because, once again, you don't know exactly who's going to win it until it gets to the start-finish line. Even off a four, you're not sure. You saw a three-wide finish there. What was that? Was it earlier this year?
Yep, I think it was earlier this spring.
Yeah, it was that crazy of a finish. So I would expect the same.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you some insider information real quick, Joey. Bo and I actually got a chance to go down, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we did the NASCAR experience down there. The track's grade up a lot, all right? So there's your inside information as you head towards
all right,
you
know, good to know. Oh,
yeah, take it from him, an iRacing expert. Real quick, I'm going to just throw a couple rapid-fire questions at you because we're going to get you out of here. Favorite track to go to?
Favorite track? I'd say Bristol and Richmond are probably my two favorites. Oh. I know I'm probably supposed to say Atlanta right now because you guys are down there, but
no, we're
I
honesty.
Do enjoy it. There's no bad track. Does that sound good?
Yeah, no. I want you to be honest. Least favorite driver to see in your rearview mirror at the end of the race.
apparently the three car. Apparently, I didn't know that until a couple weeks ago.
That's a good answer. What's your favorite pre-race meal?
I'd say I'm pretty basic when it comes to pre-race meals. It's usually just chicken and vegetables, maybe a little rice, and call it good.
All right, well then,
keep it basic before a long race.
Okay, let's flip it then. Your favorite post-race meal?
I'd say you go for a chicken parm. That would be pretty good for me.
Ooh.
It's hard to say no to a good chicken parm.
Oh, love it. Love it. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate the time so much.
Yeah, enjoyed that, man. Look, congratulations as we move into the playoffs. Congratulations, obviously, at Land Motor Speedway. This weekend at Darlington, man, we'll be rooting for the 22, no doubt. Thanks again.
I love it. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. See you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.